Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table. We discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing stuff, because today is Saturday. And Saturday is the day that I clean out the fridge. Actually, usually it's Friday, because I'm way too type ZA on this. But it wasn't this Friday, so today we're cleaning out the fridge. I thought, why not make a podcast about cleaning out one's fridge? Because, you know, everybody's got to do it. Might as well talk about it. So, you know, this podcast is about cleaning out the fridge. But first, what I do is I'm going to get some hot water in an old ice cream container. Because I can't throw anything away, especially plastic. Which I know is going to rot in the landfill until, you know, all humanity is gone. And that's a real pity. So, anyway. I just use water and soap on my fridge because, you know, you can use those wonderful disinfecting things, but I don't want that on my hands. So, I'm going to use a little bit of, like, lukewarm water, some palm olive. Some people prefer Dawn, and it really is up to what you like, but, I mean, palm olive is a gentler soap, in my opinion, and it has a rather nice smell to it. Maybe it's because my great-grandmother used it, and, you know, I remember going to her farm, you know, smelling the palm olive. Kind of weird memories. But anyway, so, got the fridge open now. I wish we could do a video on this. That would make it so much more fun. But, okay, my diet mainly consists of stir fries I make up every weekend. And because of this, I tend to get things sometimes that I don't actually eat. And one of those things happens to be sliced bread. I don't know why, but, you know, this time I thought I was going to do so much better. I wasn't going to get any bread because I don't eat it when I bring it home. And then, you know, Whole Foods had sliced bread and regular bread, and it was so tempting. Even though I don't really eat bread, I had to get bread. So, you know, but it's all about trying to know yourself and then realizing that sometimes you're going to do things that make no sense to you even after you know yourself. But I saw on the top shelf because that way, if you do have something icky, you clean from the top down. So I'm just going to use a little scrubbing pad. And my fridge is impeccable, but I still like cleaning it every week because I tend to be mildly obsessive about everything from K-dramas to cleaning fridges. And then I like to occasionally, like not every week, but every, you know, couple weeks, pull out my shelving unit. Actually, you know what's weird is my life's been rather busy lately, and I don't think I've ever pulled up the shelving unit on this one, but I did just move here in July, so. And the other thing is, be gracious to yourself as you clean out your fridge, and realize that, you know, if it's not the tidiest in the world, it's still okay. Tip for those of you who don't know, never use a fridge shelf as a barbecuer because a lot of the old ones at least have cadmium in them and it's highly deadly. Actually, I've heard of people who've died because they've done that. What a way to go. You know, you're having a booger and then you just pop off because you're using a... Yeah, anyway, not a good thing. So, I've got my potato salad, coleslaw, chicken salad all there. Ta-da. And I do actually eat that food. So that's good. It's some of the few American foods I actually eat, which is kind of weird. Then I like to box up my fruit that's canned. So I open the can and I put it in the fridge. And right now I have some lovely cubed pears, which are delicious as a snack, especially if you're working from home. I digress, but it's a nice digression, that's all I'm saying. Okay, on to the second shelf. Again, why do I buy sliced bread when I don't really eat it? I don't know. And I have some lovely cinnamon swirl bagels. I have decided something though on bagels. Maybe I should do a podcast just on those, but bagels, cinnamon bagels are not the same as cinnamon raisin bagels. There is a huge difference, people. And so just because it says cinnamon doesn't mean it's going to taste as delicious as the cinnamon raisin. I'm just saying, as a random, non-specific example here, it really does. There's a big difference. And then, again, more bread from Whole Foods. Why do I do this to myself? I don't know. I think that someday Elijah's going to come to my house and want bread, and so I might as well have 3 loaves of it just sitting there. And then, you know, there you go. And most people do not store bread in their fridge, but I do, because if I don't, it goes bad, because, again, I don't eat it. So then we have this lovely tea thing called Mio. It's like a little drink enhancer with no sugar, but it's not stevia and it's not aspartame, which is wonderful. So anyway, so now we've got the second shelf clean. And you know, that didn't take too much time. So now I'm looking over what I need to move around. And I typically eat a lot of omelet rice, which if you haven't seen History 2, Right or Wrong, and again, this is like maybe the 100th plug in this podcast for that, you really should, that's all I'm saying. But I tend to get like 2 dozen eggs at a time, even though I do live by myself at this point in time, because if it's on sale for 70 cents and I eat my normal daily routine, I go through about a dozen in a week or so. Now, this last 3 weeks have been really crazy, really zany, and I simply really haven't taken the time to make an omelet rice. So I've got like 4 dozen eggs in here right now. But the one thing about eggs is, even if they say they are expired, like these that I'm holding in my hand say August 17th, people, you don't need to freak out. All you need to do is get a bowl of water, drop your egg in it. If it sinks, the egg is still okay. If it doesn't, you need to pitch the egg. That's really quite simple. I grew up on a hobby farm, and so I knew more about chickens and eggs and how you have to clean up after them than anyone probably wants to know. So, anyway, don't really like chickens, but you know, there were some demon chickens, and I'm just saying, never get cockerels that are broilers, okay? Just saying, they go for your jugular, and then, oh boy, your life flashes before your eyes. But, okay, so I've got cottage cheese here because I love cottage cheese on my stir fries. It makes it kind of, you have the warm stir fry, and then you have the coolness of the cottage cheese. So, got 2 containers of cottage cheese, and I actually just got one more while I was out shopping today. So, we have another cottage cheese here. And I move my cottage cheeses according to 2 things. It's like everything else in this fridge. I move it according to expiration date and also if the container is open or not. And that's basically how I handle all that. So we've got the cottage cheese there on the second shelf, moved everything up a little bit. And then I've got butter. And I'm actually a distant relation of Julia Child. And let me just tell you, I so appreciate the fact that she helped America know that butter is okay. And I got 2 pounds of butter. Again, don't really use butter that much either. But if I'm going to use something, it's going to be butter. Not that stuff that they call you can't believe it's not butter. Because, yes, you can believe it's not butter. And it really sucks. Then I have some wonderful hormone-free sour cream, which also is amazing, just simply amazing on stir fries. Especially if you're making bibimbap, people, I'm just saying, there really is nothing like sour cream on bibimbap. Well, I have 3 pounds of butter. Okay, mildly obsessive, but you know what? If you see it in the store on sale, I grab it. I mean, I know that's rib number one. I'm going to eat it eventually, so I might as well just get it now. And I don't know, but there we go. So anyway, actually going to keep the butter out because it's going to go on the bottom shelf. So we have eggs and cottage cheese, top shelf. Then I'm going to put these cinnamon bagels because, again, I have trouble throwing things out. And I will eventually eat the bagels. Although I will say they are nothing, again, like Reason. And I'm sorry, my, it's a long story, but I have a fan that does my whole house and it rattles my oven, which drives me absolutely insane sometimes. Especially when I'm trying to do a podcast on cleaning out your fridge. But, okay, so we have the bagels. Okay, done with that. Ooh, another sour cream. Yeah, I know there's only one person in my house, but I think I have way more food than most people, and I actually eat way less than most people, which is kind of a bizarre thing. But anyway, if there was ever the Prussian army descended on my apartment house, I could probably feed them at least one meal. Okay, and then I have some lovely salad mixes I got. They were a really good deal again. But I like the ones that are kits, because I don't know about most people. Some people love salads. I have to sit there and go, Anna, you're going to eat the salad because it's going to be good for you. And the only way I can eat salad, if it has a massive amount of dressing on it that actually tastes good, and I'm talking like ranch dressing, Caesar dressing, etc. And, you know, these salad kits that you buy at the store, that's the one thing I will go eat a lot of. Like, I will buy a salad kit, and I will down the salad kit in one meal. And I think that's because, again, I'm not really into greens, but I figure it's good for you. And a little salad, I mean, if you eat a whole big salad, you're still not exactly what I would call full. Because, literally, there's like, let's see here. I mean, there's not that many calories even in a big box of salad. Except for the dressing. And you know what? I figure it's all going to even out because you're eating all the chlorophyll and the greens, and I don't worry about the calories. I can't really remember the last time I looked at calories. So I have Caesar salads, 2 kits of them. I have a barbecue ranch salad. And again, I really only get the salads if they are on sale. If they're not on sale, if they're not a great deal, I am not going to get salad because you have to basically scream, yell, and sing an opera aria in order for me to buy the salad. So again, these were a really good deal. We also have Blueberry Bliss spinach salad. And so these I'm putting on the second shelf because that way I see them when I open the fridge and go, Anna, eat the salad before, you know, 3 days pass and it goes, you know, the way of salads usually go. So now I'm cleaning the bottom shelf of the fridge. And for some reason, the bottom shelf always is worse than the other shelves. I'm not even sure why, because the stuff on the bottom shelf is stuff that I really don't even access that much. It's like, you know, the ephemera of your fridge, as it were. But anyway, I'm going to clean that up. See here. And I also have, from last week's shopping experience, some Siggy's Icelandic Skyr, which, again, don't really like by itself, but if you want to check out the Hand Network video I did on making individual cherry yogurts that are flavored with vanilla coffee flavoring, it's right there. It's like one of the new most recent videos. I'll drop the link in the description here. It makes this yogurt taste really good. The other thing is you can use this Siggy's Skyr as sour cream, although right now I don't really need to do that. Again, I got like 3 sour creams right now. So, anyway, but, ooh, another butter. Fancy that. So, got 4 pounds of butter in this fridge. Okay. So, gonna finish cleaning out this bottom shelf. And I'm going, maybe nobody cares about a podcast on cleaning out your fridge, but you know what? A lot of people don't really clean out the fridge. I've been in people's houses and I'm going, you don't ever clean out the fridge. How do you manage? And you know, I'm a little too obsessive about the fridge. Like right now, you know, I'm like totally obsessive about fridges and keeping things clean. And you know what? There's only really one part of my house that isn't like organized to the nines, which is funny because when I was a kid, I was kind of a type Z kid. But, you know, life happened and making sure everything was tidy was kind of a job that was, I don't know, thrust upon me, as it were. And so I do a really good job of keeping things tidy and orderly, and it really helps with my work I do now, too. So, you know, I think it all works out. And, you know, it just goes to show if you have a type Z kid, they can end up being a, you know, triple A kid. I'm just saying. So, but the bottom shelf has the shelf that is highest, so all my butter and sour cream that is not opened is going there. Oh, butter. And then we've got the whole shelving unit completely cleaned out. I also have a box of 5 eggs, and what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to cut the box in half so it doesn't take up so much room in the fridge. I also have, I buy my milk in gallons because, I don't know, the idea of getting it in quarts, especially with the price difference when you actually factor in how much you're saving by getting the gallon, makes me just say, get the gallon, which is going to, ooh, it's Monday past its expiration date. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drink up that milk before it goes out. Okay. And then I have some very nice raw unfiltered apple cider vinegar. The only reason I use this vinegar is to make bone broth, which I'm not really a fan of bone broth, but it helps to, you know, have the collagen and all that. So, and then I have a jar of mayo, which is almost empty. Gotta take care of that. I don't really a lot of cheese, but I do like having a little bit of shredded cheese on hand. So like if I'm making a naan bread and I want to put it on and make it like a mini naan pizza, I can. Like for example, this week I went and I bought a bunch of naan bread that was frozen from the grocery store, and that way I can just pop that in. Now the one thing about naan bread is it tends to be pricey, so, and I don't mean about it, it's just like 3 pieces of naan bread for $5, and it kind of makes you pinch, and you can make it at home, but sometimes you just want to just have a naan bread you can pull out of the fridge. Now, if you are near an ethnic cooking store, or if you live in a bigger community, you might be able to actually have someone locally make naan bread, or there are a bunch of, like, Middle Eastern breads, which I kind of equate as similar to naan breads. They're flatbreads. You can buy those from local bakers and do that. Often Facebook even has people listed who make breads, and then you just go pick them up, etc. For me, I'm like one of the 82% of people on the planet who do not have a vehicle at this point. I am going to get a vehicle eventually, but it's just not a big deal to me, so it's like I'm not going to go clear across town to pick up fresh bread. I mean, it's just the principle of the thing, so I'll get it at the grocery store, or I'll, you know, get it and put it in my fridge for Elijah when he comes. But there you go. I also have a small jar of maraschino cherries, which Bob was kind enough to get from me because she knew that I have always loved maraschino cherries. Because when I was a kid, I would go to a bar with my family, and I would get Shirley Temples. And I loved the swords with the cherries. That's one of my earliest memories, and it was really fun. And also, I don't know if it was just popular in the 90s or not, but I think it was Taste of Home magazine, which I don't even know if they're still going anymore, to be honest. But anyway, they did a recipe that was in one of their magazines where they made bread that was sweet, and then they would twist it into a candy cane with maraschino cherries. That was like my favorite holiday food in the universe. I mean, I had that when I was growing up. It was like that and gingerbread. Oh, if you have that, you have like perfection in a box, as Seven would say. I also, right now, have a bunch of Sprite in my fridge. I'm having trouble being woozy. And so, because of that, I keep a little bit of Sprite. It's not actually Sprite, it's the knockoff brand, because it really all is the same thing. I mean, I'm not trying to be bad here, but honestly, for those who are really into name brands, I figure Sprite is Sprite. Just get lemon lime soda and it works fine. So anyway, that is the main part of the fridge. And now, we're going to put things all back in, including the new groceries. Let's see here. I like to put all my new things that are, you know, easy to eat on the top shelf. I'm not exactly sure why I do this. I think it might go back to a Freudian slip, as they say. Because when I was a small child, I did not eat normal meals. I don't know why. I don't know why I was this way. I really don't. But I would not eat normal meals. I would piece throughout the day because I would get busy and excited about something. And why sit at a table when you can go do something else? So I would have a little plate on the top shelf of the fridge where I would get my snacks. And my family said that I would become a wine and cheese person. That's really kind of true because I really like grapes. I really like cheese. I love reading about vinting. Vinters are fascinating. I don't drink wine though. I cook with it. But you know, anyway, I got some wonderful Starbucks strawberry overnight grains parfaits. And I'm just going to put them on the top shelf tonight. I wash everything right now with warm water because of COVID. I'm not being super picky. I'm not soaping everything down. But I'm just running it through a little water, making sure that as far as we can tell, if it's got a plastic container, it's going to get washed before it goes in the fridge. I also took with me two caramel macchiatos. Actually, these are mocha macchiatos I made before I went to go grocery shopping to take with me because I get hungry when I go grocery shopping. But today, I went and I had a wonderful Taiwanese mango ice cream. For those of you who have not tried Thai World ice cream, oh, totally worth it. I mean, totally worth it. But I will do another podcast on Taiwanese ice cream. This is not that podcast. So, we have put up, I think, nope, we still got two yogurts. I got two little Chobani yogurts because, again, they were on sale. And I don't like buying a lot of stuff in bulk. And I even like, if it's a super sale, I still don't get a lot because, again, I don't like wasting stuff. It's the bread. I'm not sure what's up with me and the bread. You know, I know thyself. But when it comes to that, I really don't know why I'm doing that. But anyway, so I have my yogurts on the top shelf. I also have a container of sandwich bread from last week, which is going to go by the potato salad and coleslaw. I also have my pears to munch on. I'm going to put them with my yogurt because they're my kind of breakfast foods. And I have a hummus from last week as well. I don't know if any of you have tried Sabra roasted garlic hummus, but it's like my favorite hummus on the whole planet. It's just absolutely awesome. I also have some bibimbap stir-fry meat from last week that I have kept in a container. And I actually made a personal pan pizza with that last night because I was going to order from DoorDash, but you know, I had a special coupon and it was still going to be like $10 from DoorDash, even with the $5 off for one person's meal. I'm sitting there going, you know, that would feed how many people in another country? So I just couldn't do it. I pulled out a personal pan pizza. I put on my stir fry meat with my chard and my red peppers and my hamburger, and then I put on some pakoras and had that with some tzatziki sauce. It was fabulous. And it didn't cost, you know, what you could feed probably 20 people with in a third world country. I mean, and I'm not trying to be bad here. I'm just saying that's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a litmus test. But anyway, I also have some Blarney Castle cheese from Kerrygold. If you haven't tried that, oh my word, try some of that. But anyway, and another container of sour cream that's open. All the sour cream that's open and the Bologna Castle cheese is going on the top shelf. because that way I know it's open and I don't have to go hunt and pack and figure out which is open or which isn't. I also bought a 2-pack of cream cheese, which I'm putting on the top shelf by the bagels so that I don't, again, have to hunt and pack for where is the cream cheese, which, you know, seems like a simple thing, but it's weird how things can get lost in small spaces. It's like this week, I had my insurance card because I was going to send it to my doctor. And for the life of me, I couldn't find it for 4 days. I live in a highly organized apartment of about 600 square feet, a little less. I still could not find it. And then I'm looking around and I go, oh, there it is, right where you put it so that you would know it was right there. Yeah, know thyself. But anyway, I also have some Primal Kitchen Dreamy Italian avocado oil dressing. Which again, not really a huge fan of that dressing, but it was on sale. And I'm just going, you can use it for bruschetta, you can use it for pizzas, you can use it for your salads, whatever you want. I also really, really like the Trader Joe's bruschetta sauce. Mainly right now I'm saving the little bit I have left that has the olive oil and the tomatoes to cook with my omelets, etc., or to put in with my stir fries instead of like canola oil or coconut, because why waste the oil? So that's going to go on the second shelf. The other thing is, if you open a cheese that's a hard cheese, I tend to always wrap them, and I also try to minimally touch them because the oil from your hands will actually make more mold grow in them. I know that sounds totally weird, and it's not because you're dirty, it's just because it's the nature of cheese. So I try to not touch the cheese too much, and I also try to make sure that it is wrapped pretty well, because otherwise, especially with the Kerrygold, it will get super hard if it's not wrapped well. And that doesn't mean you have to wrap it in cling wrap, it just means put it in a bag, twist it really well. There you go. And I have some gorgeous ginger. It's almost as big as my hand. You hardly ever can get these. This is like a major score at the grocery store this week. I was like, yes, finally, some beautiful ginger that isn't, you know, like the size of a very small person's hand. This is like, you know, if Paul Bunyan had a hand out, this would probably fill his in. I'm just saying, he was a real person, but you get my gist. So the ginger is, again, because of a, I don't know what you call it, photonumeric device. It's going by the Sprite, because when I'm woozy, I'm either going to reach for the ginger and make tea, or I'm going to have the Sprite. So there we go. And now, moment of truth. This sourdough bread is about 3 weeks old. And it doesn't look bad, to be honest. It looks soft, moist, and everything. But I really think it needs to go to the happy hunting grounds. So I'm going to move it to the side. Just leave it there. Let it have a moment. I then have a tray of veggie dip, which I'm actually pulling out because I'm going to have that with Thai drama later tonight. I have an Oro Wheat 12-grain bread here that is wrapped in plastic. And you know what? I think that one is okay. Actually, I think that one is so okay. It's probably going to go up in the freezer because it does have the plastic wrapping, so I don't have to worry about it drying out. I have a sprouted whole wheat sandwich bread from Whole Foods. Haven't eaten it. It's not really my thing, but I'm going to keep that one. It's going to go again on the top. And it's going to go on the second shelf by the salads. Okay. I also managed to get some Starbucks scones. So I'm putting those, again also, on the top shelf. By the bagels, by the cream cheese, and by the yogurts, so I can just reach in and literally just grab a scone, grab a yogurt. It's all taken care of. I'm probably going to end up having to move my sour cream down because, and the cheeses. I'm going to be making up a huge batch of stir fry again today, and I gotta have room to put them in it. So I'm actually moving everything from that one side almost, except for the coleslaw and the potato salad, down to the bottom or to the other side, just to make room. So, got that done. And now we come to the critical moment, the door of the fridge. And the door in my fridge, it really looks pretty good. Because all I really store on the door in my fridge is drinks, pretty much, or condiments. So, right now what I got is some lemon juice. I have a whole container of Bailey's made with real cream, Irish cream, coffee creamer, which I don't know why, but it tastes absolutely fabulous. I am not a person who drinks. I don't even know what Bailey's cream alcohol tastes like because I simply don't drink alcohol. It's not because I have anything against it. It's just, I know that if I drank, it would probably be a really bad decision because I am super analytical and I don't want to lose my ability to think, and I don't think that would be a good plan for me. That's all I'm saying. So, I'm going to clean that shelving unit a little bit. I'm going to pull out, I actually got some chocolate ice cream mix, which sounds totally weird, but I use it to make my mochas for work during the week. And right now I have 3 mochas made up. I'm going to make up another batch tonight so I can finish up using up that chocolate ice cream mix. Then I have my Bailey's cream that I'm just going to put on the shelf. That'll be fine. I'll use it later this week for my regular drinks. I'm trying to find the expiration date on him. He's good forever. Who knew? Okay, I don't know. But anyway, that's going there. I also have some half and half, which I'm actually going to do a taste test. If it has gone sour, it's going to be made into a cake. And I have some prepared, ready to go for coffee mochas. It's already poured into a jar, so that's just chilling. Again, I have some Caesar dressing. I have some Italian dressing. I have more cream cheese that goes with bagels. I'm kind of weird. It's like I don't eat sliced bread, but I do eat bagels. But the cinnamon bagels just kind of weird. So anyway, got that all sorted. Lemon juice in the corner. Don't really use lemon juice that much. It's kind of weird. It's just not something I'm particularly fond of. I don't know why. And then I get Pecoros as well sometimes. Just kind of depends on where you are and if you can grab them at either your grocery store or another place. But they're supposed to be frozen, but my fridge is having pups right now. So I just pulled down a bag, put it in my fridge. Put them in the oven. I cook about 4 at a time and then eat them. So if you can, you can get them usually from an either ethnic store. Some stores are carrying them like a regular store. And then also you can get them pre-made and then freeze them, etc. if you know someone who makes them. So that's pretty cool. So I'm almost done cleaning out the entire fridge. So I've got my chlorophyll, meows, all that there, food coloring. I don't remember what Bob was using that for, but something. And I really like gherkins. I don't even know why. It's just sometimes a gherkin with a piece of cheese makes the whole day better. I'm just saying. I'm going to put the almost empty mayo there. And then I've got some carrots. I'm going to check my little container compartments here for the produce and the crisper. Okay. I've got jicama tortillas. I have some tomatoes, which I'm going to use today because I wasn't able to get tomatoes. And I have an apple that has gone bad. I have another apple that needs to be used up. Okay, so I'm always washing my apples before I put them in the fridge now again because COVID virus, I know it maybe doesn't make it all better, but I'm thinking it's gonna help. So anyway, I've got my apples in one crisper. I just washed out these crispers, so I'm not washing them again. I've got some more tomatoes, which I'm just gonna cook up today so they don't take up space. It's kind of great because I didn't have tomatoes earlier. I also have some celery left over from last week, which is perfectly fine. And I'm just going to wipe the bottom underneath the crisper. There we go. And then, you know, the fridge is much done after that. I'm going to cut the egg carton so it only has the 6 eggs in it. And then I'm going to make some stir fries today. Make up some more mochas so I just don't have to store the Tupperwares. Because to me it's like, if you don't have to store it, it really makes life easier. Because, you know, if you get down to like half a quart, make up like 8 mochas and put them in your fridge and then eat them or drink them throughout the week. I mean, why keep it, you know, a half empty container? I mean, you could just make up the stuff and then it's done. So anyway, with that, I think we're pretty much done with the fridge, folks. And it really didn't take too terrible long in the long run. I mean, let me see here. How many minutes do we have? Oh, 35 minutes. Well, I also was talking through it, which kind of makes it go a little slower sometimes because I can't really talk and do things too well by myself. So anyway, that is the fridge. I'm going to wash up some of the fruit that I got. Got some apples and bananas and peaches and I think plums. No, not plums, nectarines. But anyway, one thing about bananas, never store them in the fridge or they turn brown and look absolutely disgusting. I'm just saying. So that is the fridge being cleaned out. And with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye. Hi, this is Anna with an addendum. I forgot to mention I got a cake when I was at the store because I don't know why. I like having a cake that I just pop in the fridge and can have a slice like once every couple of days. It seems like maybe a little bit of an extravagance, but it's that little bit of time. It's kind of like when the British have tea every afternoon. It's like you're just treating yourself. And you know, it's a lot less than going to, you know, a restaurant and getting something. Like, I'm not going to be bad here, but DoorDash, really? Almost. I don't know. I think it was around, literally going to be around $15. And it was just for like one dish meal, which I don't know. But anyway, so I'm going to put my cake in the fridge. I'm also putting, I got some cinnamon rolls, which I hardly ever do, but they looked really good, and it's gotten chilly, and I don't know, cinnamon rolls, football movies, it just seems like autumn is in the air, and the great pumpkin will rise from the pumpkin cereal that is sincere, and all will be right with the world. So with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye.